How do you add live video and text chat within a Matterport digital twin? What kind of real-time insights are possible from a Matterport virtual tour? Stay tuned.
This episode of WGAN-TV is sponsored by Virtual Staging AI. Virtually stage a bedroom, living room, dining room, or kitchen in just 10 seconds for 95 cents using a Virtual Staging AI annual standard plan. VSI standard plan includes 20 photos per month. Unlimited revisions. Decluttering included. For details, go to wgan.info/VSI.
Hi all, I'm Dan Smigrod, founder of the We Get Around Network Forum. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. You're watching WGAN-TV Live at 5, a podcast for digital twin creators shaping the future of real estate today. We have an awesome show for you, how to use Matterport plus Zuant 3D Live Receptionist for live video and text chat. Our subject matter experts are Zuant Chief Executive Officer Pete Gillette and Zuant Marketing Specialist Sam Wolford. Pete and Sam, thanks for being on the show.
Good to be here, Dan.
Great to be here, Dan.
Pete, before we dive into today's topic, tell us about Zuant helping corporate clients at conferences and trade show exhibit booths.
Well, Dan, we've always been about lead management for our clients, mainly in the business-to-business space in the past. And we just got sick of receiving these boxes full of handwritten lead forms from shows all across Europe and the States in the past. And somehow you had to decipher them. So that's why we came up with what we thought was a better mousetrap, as it turned out to be, which is the Zuant app. For scanning badges at trade shows. And in the last 10 years, we've attended, on behalf of our clients, literally thousands of shows, allowing the exhibitors to scan badges and capture their leads. So it's always been about that lead management piece. And when you go to a show and you rent the normal scanners, well, you're lucky to get a list of, or a spreadsheet maybe, of visitors to your exhibition booth days after the show. And we really wanted to improve on that. So the whole system is geared to not just grabbing someone's details from scanning their badge, but also to send them a thank you email, to share some content, to qualify them better, to integrate into their CRM system, to make sure that the follow-up is fast and give our clients an advantage. So that's how all this started.
And what kind of clients are you doing this for?
It's clients who exhibit all across the States or maybe further afield, tend to have, you know, a number of shows going on every month. They just want a continuous process, which is repeatable, a quality process that continues at every show, so they can really extract the maximum from their investment in their trade show programs.
And any clients that we would recognize the names?
Oh, for sure. You know, it goes back. We've done quite a few launches with Tesla for their different products in different industries, through to Verizon, 3M, Toshiba. So, those sort of companies that do a lot of shows and really want to get the max out of their involvement in those shows.
So Zuant goes back 20 some odd years?
Yes, it does indeed.
Starting out with paper lead generation all the way to automating an app for lead tracking at trade shows. And I believe you've actually have done thousands of conferences and exhibit the booth lead capture.
For sure. For sure.
So that kind of leads us to Matterport. Can you tell us about using Matterport virtual tours for lead generation and real-time insights?
Yes, of course. I mean, the good old pandemic forced the exhibition organizers to quickly scurry around and produce their own sort of virtual shows to try and keep some income going and keep the industry moving forward for their exhibitors who possibly, you know, booked to attend their shows months, if not years, before the pandemic hit. And so, you know, we were there looking at these events that were being staged and realized that there was just too much missing. And we, you know, looked around to see if we could come up with something better than that, which is why we researched the market, alighted on Matterport, formed that partnership so that we could make a Matterport 3D experience as close to a live show and maybe provide quite a few additional benefits as well.
Mm-hmm. So if I go into a Matterport tour, how do you know it's me?
Well, it can be gated. Most of our clients make it a VIP experience. So if you take a large company like Toshiba at the NRF show back in New York in January, the classic Zoant badge scans totaled about 3,000 visitors going through the booth. And then a Matterport scan one night when the whole exhibition area was empty allowed us to create a digital twin of their exhibition booth, but is still live today and continues to receive traffic long after the show is finished so that they can get that investment back over a period of time. And initial signs are actually that you can spend more time, of course, in a one-to-one discussion environment going through a digital twin and find out much more and get much closer to your visitor than sometimes you can do in the hubbub of a busy show where you're just fighting for space to be heard.
Mm-hmm. So just for clarification, if I go into a Matterport tour, I can't move into the tour unless I filled out a form that has my name and email address and company name, for example.
It's up to the client. We can set it up so that you can just dive in. I mean, you can go to zoant3d.com website and see some examples there and just browse around and use the features from Zoant3D. We'll know you've been there, we'll know what you've looked at, but unless you then fill out a form and want more information, then no, we don't know who you are. But I think if you've invested a lot in your digital twin and added and enhanced it a lot for your customer base, I think it's only right that in most cases you'll want to have it gated so you're actually capturing just light details so you know who you're talking to, you've got their email address, and you know, once they're in the space, you can engage with them as we're going to show you today.
Okay. So, Pete, I'm just stumbling on the word gated. Gated means there's a form to fill out in order to continue the experience.
Correct.
And that might
yes.
come up either as I enter the tour, or it might be at some point later in the tour if that's what the client wants.
Yes. At the moment, it's as you enter the tour.
As you enter the tour.
Is the way it's set. But I think that, you know, the future, you'll find that some of these visits may actually be driven by a light questionnaire to take you to different parts within the tour. And you could include a little bit more information requests for your visitor at that time. But that's for the future.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the secret sauces of Zoant3D is real-time insights. What does that mean?
Well, it's being able to track everyone in a combination so that you know which journeys most people are going on, what are the most popular exhibits, then, you know, manage your digital twins in that way and continually improve them.
Uh-huh. And, Sam, do you want to add to that in terms of what kinds of experiences are tracked as a potential customer enters the virtual Matterport virtual tour?
Yeah, of course. So in terms of insights, we're able to collect the data at first point of contact, so as soon as they enter the tour, all throughout the journey, so we get to see exactly what they're looking at, different points of interest, their sort of lead dwell time within the experience as well. And then each individual click will give them a lead score as such, which then we can see in the back end and sort of see who is engaged, what they've engaged with, and then whether they're worth actually following up with post-visit as well.
So if I'm in a Matterport tour and I go click on a Matter tag and I watch a video or I click on an information box, does Zuant3D keep track of all the activities? You mentioned the dwell time, how long I'm on a particular scan. Can you just elaborate a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. So you've in the back end, someone would label that tag. Then Zuant3D is able to essentially read that tag name and give it a unique identifier within the tour. So then once that individual tag's been clicked on, that will reflect in the back end as a click. And then you'll be able to work out the lead time based on how long they look at the video for compared to their next click. And then that's how you give out the time difference.
So, so Pete, what's the value of all this real-time insight in terms of sales leads?
Well, during an actual visit, of course, we can be scoring individuals based on not just dwell time, but mixing that in with particular products of interest that could be ranked higher than others, you know, hot new products that you want to focus in on. Basically, that gives you a score. And the higher the score, then the potentially the more valuable the lead. And all of that information goes through into the Zuant cloud so that, you know, you can really follow up as well as you could, if not better than a live show, mm-hmm. with a thank you email, with some content that relates to the items you were looking at in the space. So mm-hmm. it's very customized and focused, personalized to that visitor.
Do you have an example of perhaps a physical space versus a virtual space and why a virtual space actually might be a better lead capture, real-time insights for sales team follow-up?
For sure. I mean, there are lots of good examples. One well-known one, of course, is the Plug Power factory launch about a year ago. That was a client that approached us because they wanted the classic Zuant product for their shows. And then they saw the Matterport Zuant3D combination and suddenly a light bulb went off and said, right, we're doing a factory launch. The CEO doesn't want lots of people in person wandering around the factory, lots of confidential information, new processes that he didn't want to share with the outside world. So we went completely virtual on the Zuant3D Matterport platform. And whereas if you'd been hosting a live PR visit, press, and so on, you might have been restricted to a couple of hundred people. We were absolutely blown away by the fact that they had more like 2,000 visitors attend this launch in the period of 60 minutes. And during that time, there was huge engagement. So with the analytics that Sam was describing, you could actually see this spike and the fact that the average visitor had stayed and done the complete factory tour. They hadn't just dipped in at the start and disappeared again. So it showed that longer-term engagement. And you'd never have carried that out in person. So having a digital twin of a factory like that has so many uses, and that was a really good example.
Mm-hmm. Sam, is there anything to add about that Plug Power plus Matterport plus Zuant3D experience in terms of the data analytics, the real-time insights of how that perhaps was even different than the physical experience?
I think the only key thing to mention is it's still ticking away and gathering leads now. So it has an endless lifetime.
Cool. So for those that want to do a deeper dive on that Plug Power experience with Matterport plus Zuant 3D for lead capture, real-time insights for that factory open, we did a full hour show on that topic, a short link to get there, wgan.info/Zuant 3D on WGAN, and just look for the show case study Plug Power lead generation powered by Zuant 3D plus Matterport. Pete, I know that I'm not quite ready to do a demo yet, but I think on the demo example that you're going to use today, can you talk about the use cases of the lead generation and the insights of what we will, what you will be showing a demo of?
Yes, I mean, we're showing you a couple of linked car showrooms for the Lotus brand, which is obviously quite a niche brand, well-known over here. And, you know, it's just an example of how this is taking us into completely new areas. And particularly the automotive sector, it is so alive at the moment with change. You know, the Tesla effect with you know, the performance of the Tesla company and how they've dominated the market, the others trying to catch up. And then there's been a little bit of a slowdown as people realize the implications of not having the infrastructure that's needed. So it's a period of big change. And I think Tesla has shown that you can sell vehicles without actually having a test drive. So it's broken that model completely. And so there's there's latent demand for the desk-bound test drives, where you could go into a showroom, sit in a car on your screen, and be able to talk about it. And like a trade show, have undivided attention from a sales rep or agent or executive, from the comfort of your own home, to have as long as discussion as you want to, rather than wandering physically into a showroom and on a busy Saturday morning and not being able to get someone's full attention and get the answers you want. So it's emerging. I think the whole process of using digital twins is emerging as a new sales channel, not just for cars, but we can see it for booking hotels and choosing the actual room in a digital twin that you're going to go and stay in.
Well, before we talk
all
about
over the place.
Yeah, I promised to ask you about other use cases, but let's focus on Lotus for a minute. And I think, okay, well, the obvious is somebody's come into the Matterport tour of the Lotus showroom, and presumably they walk around and they sit behind the wheel of a car to experience that virtually. I kind of get it with the sales lead where, okay, somebody's filled out a form, expressed interest in a Lotus, one of the Lotus brand cars. But where does the real-time insights fit into helping Lotus decide who to get back to and how quickly to get back to? And can you add some insights to real-time insights that Zuant 3D provides within a Matterport space?
Sure. I think it's surprising to people because it's the speed of support that we can provide. Text chat on websites has been around for decades, but maybe we all feel the same. You know, when you see text chat, you think, oh, that'd be handy. I don't want to phone a free phone, a 1-800 number. I just want to have a text. So we've got a quick question. And 9 times out of 10, you find, when you click through and you put a question in, it's either automated with a very clunky version of AI that never delivers what you want, or there's no resource. There are no real human beings to actually chat with you. So you walk away in frustration. The whole idea with this is if you're going into a Matterport space, not only are we providing the navigation so you can go straight to what you're looking at, but also by scoring individuals based on their dwell time and the products they're looking at, the call center agent team can be looking at the radar, which we'll show you, and they'll naturally alight on the highest scoring visitors and engage with a video chat immediately, as if it was a live in-person event. You're getting that same attention. How can I help you? Anything I can answer now? Do you want to discuss anything? And like going into a retail store where you get good service, you may say, no, I'm just browsing. Well, that's fine. And then you can just disappear out again. But I think knowing you can go into a space and have that immediate customer service is fantastic.
So in the virtual space, so we're talking about Zuant 3D Live Receptionist, and it has two components, live video and text chat. So I imagine if I'm in the Matterport tour or I'm virtually in the Lotus showroom, is the live receptionist automatically asking everybody, do you want to do a live chat? Do you want to do a live video? Do you want to do a text chat? Or are there a scoring process going on that's making some decisions? Tell me about that process of real-time analytics and scoring. Sam, how about I ask you that question? Talk to me about what's happening in real time in terms of the analytics as it relates to Zuant 3D Live Receptionist.
Okay, so a receptionist will be able to see a sort of a mirror of a end user screen who uses Zuant 3D. And so they will see that on the back-end dashboard, which we'll show you in a sec. And then next to each little individual screen, there'll be this lead score. So they may determine internally anyone above a score of 30 is worth sort of popping in on, having an engagement with. So it's important to note as well, you can have multiple chat sessions running at once. So you can be chatting to multiple end users at the same time. And you can also, but you can only have, sorry, one video chat at a time. So maybe a text chat could be set as anyone over the score of 30. But then if they actually reach over 60 or the conversation's going somewhere, they can engage in the live video chat from there.
So help me understand how you got to a score of 30 or a score of 60. What are the,
yeah,
break out the components and give me an example.
So your score when you first enter the experience is set up 1 because you've engaged once within the tour. And then each individual click of the mouse, swivel of the camera, jumping from one point to the other, clicking on a navigation path, clicking on a point of interest, that all adds up 1 point to your score.
So it may be Lotus is comes back and says, well, we set up this radar dashboard. If somebody got behind the steering wheel, and I mean that virtually within a Matterport tour, if they got behind the steering wheel and they were there a couple moments, minutes maybe, and they were looking to their left, they were looking to their right, they were spending time, they might accumulate a lot of points based on dwell time, based on the location of where they are in the tour, based on what they're doing in that tour.
Correct.
And so in a scenario where you might have, let's just take a number, 500 people simultaneously in a showroom virtually, which is possible, that the question is, well, who do I engage with? Is that the key piece here? Is the real-time analytics is helping triage who are the most likely prospects at that moment to engage with?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Pete, how does the live video and the text chats add value to this lead generation process? Is this related to conversion? Selling more Lotus brand cars?
It is. It's volume of qualified leads. So capturing these leads, consisting of enthusiastic people, and doing it. You know, another advantage we haven't spoken about yet. It's 24/7. It's plugging into a call center network, for instance, either the client's own or our own network of call center agents around the world. So the same digital twin could be available with all the navigation in different languages, with different language agents as well. So, you know, for some parts of the day in a 24-hour cycle, in the middle of the night somewhere, you may only have one visitor going into the showroom. So there's absolutely no reason why the agent shouldn't say, "Hi, how are you? Can I help you?" Just like a live showroom. So it's really expanding the opportunity to capture and process many, many more visitors. Like the Plug Power example, which was just 1 hour for a factory launch, this is 24/7, 365 days the year, in all these different languages, using the same digital twin configured to suit those different languages, with the agents to match. I mean, it's incredibly powerful. And I think, you know, as a lot of these brands, we're talking about cars at the moment, particularly the car brands, will want to be able to provide a better service to talk to customers at any time of the day or night. I think that that's where the industry is headed, which is exciting.
Yeah, if I could add 2 points off the back of that. So a lot of people nowadays aren't just buying a car. They actually buy into the experience behind the car. So it just adds another layer into that selling experience, buying experience, which then in turn gives them better trust with the brand, a better experience. They've already seen the showroom prior to visiting in person, so they sort of know their way around. They know the look and feel. They know who they're looking out for, maybe on a sales agent point of view. And then all of this engagement within the live virtual tour is packaged into a lead, which then gets submitted into their CRM. Then the sales agent receives that from the showroom itself, is able to see this visitor, see what they've looked in the tour, sort of the text chat they've had with the online receptionist, which then helps them better engage with the visitor in person.
And is Lotus Live now being used by Lotus?
We've got a number of car manufacturers coming onto the system. Lotus are trialing it at the moment, and so they've been happy to work with us for their first new branded showroom that we'll be showing you. And the second one is their posh London showroom as well that you could link to. I mean, there's the other advantage. We can hop from digital twin to digital twin, which is another part of the flexibility.
So from the showroom in Paris to the showroom in London is an example. Yeah. In a seamless transition.
Pretty much, yes. You've got to spool up the Matterport experience, but it only takes a few seconds, which we can show you.
So I was asking about it, you know, if it was live related to Lotus, is it too soon to ask about their results of using Zuant 3D Live Receptionist for both live video and for text chat?
Yes, it is too soon. This is just at the R&D stage at the moment. So we're working closely with our international call center at the moment to test this with a number of their automotive brands. Mm-hmm.
So. Stay tuned for more WGAN-TV, sponsored by Virtual Staging AI. Virtually stage a bedroom, living room, dining room, or kitchen in just 10 seconds for 95 cents using a Virtual Staging AI annual standard plan. VSI standard plan includes 20 photos per month. Unlimited revisions. Decluttering included. For details, go to wgan.info/VSI.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Large companies tend to have call centers as opposed to perhaps their employees. It's a way to distribute the volume and be able to staff accordingly. So I could imagine a large company might come to Zuant and say, hey, we really like this Zuant 3D Live receptionist with both the live video and the text chat, but we know the capabilities of our call center, and we just can't even imagine having our call center deal with this component. What is your response to that?
Well, we can plug in to fill in the gaps as we do for various clients. Maybe they don't have enough agents to cover certain countries, certain languages. So that's where what we call our nascent network of call centers, which consists of 20 call center locations around the world, all using the same software and providing, it's now up to about 20,000 call center agent seats. So they can either be used for short-term campaigns for support or be trained for, you know, full-time duties to clients. Yeah.
Excuse me, for clarification, this means if you're a large company and you can't imagine bringing your call center up to speed of using live video and text chat, this Zuant 3D Live Receptionist feature, Zuant has a third-party company, a third-party network to refer the client to a call center that can offer
indeed
this capability.
Yes. In fact, it's a network that we've built up and managed ourselves over the last 20 years alongside the Zuant brand. So it fits together very nicely.
Mm-hmm. As you've been building out the Matterport partnership, partners, Zuant, this combination of Matterport plus Zuant 3D, you've talked about some examples of clients. Looking at my notes, I think Honeywell, Lotus, Verizon, Tesla, Toshiba, Plug Power, Thermo Fisher Scientific. Are there other industries outside of these examples where Matterport plus Zuant 3D Live Receptionist would be appropriate?
I don't think there's a limit to it, quite frankly. I mean, you could imagine in retail, you know, going to a Nike store and, you know, you're looking for some new trainers for your next 10K and you want to see the latest brands and see them on the shelf. And so wander down into having a look at the digital twin. And then, yeah, I like the look of that one. I want to have a quick live agent discussion. So have you got my size in stock? Okay, good. I'll come down to the store now. When healthcare, you know, you're a little bit worried because you've got to go and see a specialist department for a blood test. It's a new hospital. You know, people get very scared about attending, you know, new places to just have simple things like blood tests sometimes. And so to be able to actually go through into reception in a hospital, a huge hospital, and say, right, where do I go for the phlebotomy department or whatever it's called? You can get some help from the agent or have the navigation built in. So you're familiar of where you've got to go and maybe a little video at the end of that journey to say, right, this is how long you'll be waiting and this is what's involved. So just don't worry about it. So it's that. We mentioned travel earlier on. If you're looking to book a large conference for your sales team, the old days you'd have to be really sure because, you know, your job's on the line if you're choosing a location at some exotic foreign resort for 200 salespeople and, you know, the CEO coming to do presentations and so on. You'd have to fly from location to location to check them out. Did they have all the right AV facilities and conference seating and so on? Well, let's cut that down, speed up the process. You can hop from hotel to hotel and look at all those business facilities and make a decision by using their digital twin. So I think you could think of every single industry and find a really good application for digital twins. I think it's really, we've all only just been scratching the surface of these markets so far.
Mm-hmm. So in the case of the travel example, that's where the I think of cruises perhaps is a category. If you're looking at a cruise and it's a few thousand dollars per person, and as a couple, it's $5,000, $10,000, whatever it might be. It's a large ticket item. Yeah. Right now, I go to a website, maybe I'm interested and I fill out a form and maybe somebody gets back to me. So what you're suggesting is instead of that, I'm in the tour, I press a button that says live video, and boom, I'm connected to a real person in a live video conversation, immediately being able to talk about the questions I have before booking that cruise.
Sure. I mean, someone like you, Dan, you'd want Commodore class, and they'd take you up to near the bow, and you'd be up near the captain's area and with a whole suite available to you.
That sounds great, but I really want to just check out, make sure the dance floor is okay.
Indeed. You might want to be near the dance floor.
Near the dance floor. That's right.
Go up and down many lifts. So, yeah, you can go on and on forever, but just it's fantastic how many applications there are.
So, and I think about, just for a moment, maybe you could speak to this. Matterport without Zuant 3D related to lead generation or real-time analytics. Can you give us the contrast?
Well, because we've been doing this, you look at a Matterport scan on its own or a digital twin, it almost seems naked, doesn't it? Because, particularly if it's a large scan of a factory or a shopping precinct, you have to wander around as if you were looking live. But mm-hmm. How nice to have navigation, because normally when you're going shopping, you want to know, well, how do I get to that store easily? And you can now press that button and have someone to talk to you to answer any questions. Mm-hmm. So,
Let me go. I see Sam leaning forward a little bit. Sam, I'm interested in that cruise. Maybe a $5,000 or $10,000 purchase with my wife. And I go look at a Matterport tour, but there's no Zuant 3D.
Well, you can think of the size of the cruise ship. How are you going to get from one deck to the other within just one or two clicks? Or that's sort of one of the solutions that Zuant can give you from an end user to if you're looking at the tour yourself. And then you've got one of the new Matterport features. I think they've just introduced the business card, and it's a good new feature, but sort of that puts all the onus on the end user to then reach out to the business. Well, this is a two-way communication. I can reach out to the business and the business can reach out to me.
So if it's just a Matterport tour, there's no without Zuant, there's no live video conversation. Without Zuant, there's no live text chat feature. So the ability to perhaps close the sale to first capture the lead, but to understand the real-time analytics that I think Sam, Pete, that you all have been talking about, it's kind of the experience falls a little bit flat unless you've added Zuant 3D to capture leads and have real-time analytics, and now adding the live the Zuant 3D live receptionist, which includes live video and text chat.
Absolutely. Sure. Yep.
Okay.
Can't agree more. I think those are the dimensions you want to turn a digital twin into something that's dynamic.
Okay. I think my last question before we dive into a tour is you've given us some examples of the scoring system and this radar, which I know you'll get in and show us, where the salesperson, the live receptionist, is making some decision to engage with that prospect. Is the reverse available where the prospect go, you know, I got some questions. Can I do a live video chat and initiate that?
It's one for you, Sam.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. So as I'm sure Pete will demonstrate very shortly, we have a black box, which you can swivel around in the bottom left and right corner of the black box. And one style will be a chat to receptionist by live video or chat. And another section is where you can leave a comment. So even if someone isn't able to pick up your call straight away, you're able to leave a comment, say, hey, I'm interested in this. Are you able to give me a call back? And then that will also be packaged into your lead, which would be sent to the salesperson post-visit.
Okay. But assuming that there's a live agent, a live receptionist available, and assuming this is for somewhat large enterprise-sized clients, then they're likely to have a call center that's 24/7. And I think, as Pete mentioned, likely in multiple languages if it's an international company. So if I'm shopping, I have the option within the Matterport tour is to engage a live video call.
Correct, yeah.
And a live text chat, whichever I prefer, if I'm I have a bias to doing live video, or I want to just do, got a quick question I want to text off, I can do that within the Matterport tour when it's powered by Zuant 3D.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Also, Dan, just to add another point, of course, you know, going into the real estate world, remember, even if there isn't an agent available, you can decide on the distribution of the leads automatically. So as soon as someone's completed a tour of a digital twin, then the sales rep can get the summary immediately about that individual, their contact details, and review the lead and think, ah, they've looked at that property. I need to call him or her now and do the follow-up. So that's a sort of safety net.
Yes, but even deeper than that, because let's say I was looking at $1 million house for sale, and let's say there were 10 people that looked at a Matterport tour of a house for sale. Those 10 people, you might see that one of them spent three times as much time, spent a lot of time looking at the view, spent a lot of time in the kitchen, spent a lot of time in the living room. That might be an indication that that's really a hot prospect, and then make some decision of triaging which prospects to get back to first.
Indeed. Indeed. Exactly. So okay. There's no escape.
Okay. Pete, Sam, why don't we take a look at a demo of how Matterport plus Zuant 3D Live Receptionist works for live video and for text chat. And perhaps we can see, maybe two different kinds of things where you as the salesperson initiate the request for a video chat, or vice versa, where the prospective buyer has an interest in a video chat. I can see your screen.
Excellent. So here is the Matterport digital twin for a showroom called Bell & Colville. And this was recently refurbished to provide the whole new sort of Lotus experience and coloring and branding. So you can see I'm moving around just having a browse. But the black box Zuant navigation device is here on the right-hand side. Said, okay, I'm looking at it in a mirror, but I rather fancy the Nimbus Grey. Let's use the navigation to zoom across. Look at the Nimbus Grey Lotus. And this all looks really nice. What's the interior like? Because Lotuses or Lotai were very basic in the early days, but they've really brought these more up market in recent days. And I like the look of that. And now I'm in the Amira. Maybe I've scored more highly. And you can see Sam on the right-hand side here in the black box. It swiveled round, and Sam wants to have a chat.
So in this particular example, Pete, you are the prospect walking around the virtual showroom, and
yes.
Sam is the live receptionist, or in this case would be a salesperson. Sam, the salesperson, saw that you were behind the wheel and thought, you might be a good prospect for me to see if you have anything to do a little live video conversation.
Yes, indeed. And Sam could take hold of the my screen, and we might have a bit of a chat and say, well, you know, is there any way I can look at the different color schemes and configure my Amira differently? So,
Sam, let's say you close the sale here on is this a $90,000 car? Help me out. I'm just guessing here. So the little challenge with WGA and TV Live at 5 is we got two different things going on with microphones, et cetera. So Sam actually put his microphone on mute so that we wouldn't have the audio feedback. I think that's what happened. So we can't actually hear you, Sam, because you're muted. I don't know if that was Pete or Sam.
Is that any better, or do we get?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Yeah. Okay. I know we're juggling doing the show live plus doing a live video within the live video. Yeah, we can hear you now. Close the sale, Sam.
Sure. So I can just take Pete over to configuration station. And then if we're not actually at the right point, Pete himself can actually navigate the tour elsewhere if needs be. So it's actually a dual hosted experience. So I can take Pete where he wants, where I think he may want to go, and he can take me where he wants to go as well.
Okay, great. So I think you wanted to go, Pete, did you want to go into the radar dashboard to explain that piece of the puzzle? Perhaps Sam?
Just gone on mute, obviously, to assist. And now we've moved across into the radar section. So this is what Sam was looking at. And we can see one of our colleagues is nicknamed Barry Sheen. And so he looks like a pretty hot prospect there. But you could see me at the configuration table.
Okay, so for clarification, we're in the Zuant 3D dashboard, and there are a number of things that you can do within this dashboard. Give me some clarification on radar. We see Sam, Pete, Barry, Pete in there twice. What is this radar showing us right now? It says visitor live feed. Is that literally where we are looking at what people are looking at within the Lotus showroom?
Correct.
And I think earlier, you talked about scoring. So that 170 kind of sticks out compared to the 8, the 43, 81, and 1. So that might be the scoring where that person's been in the showroom a long time. They've gotten behind the wheel of the car. They've looked left. They looked right. Maybe they walked over to the car configurator. And so that might say, well, you can only do one video chat at a time if you're one salesperson. Who are you going to talk to in this showroom? And I'm presuming that that's what that 171 is a scoring system to say, Barry is our best prospect of triaging. I'm one salesperson and there's 5 people in the showroom right now.
Correct. And also just imagine this is filled with 50 people, as we would hope most of our clients would be. You can actually filter it. So this is currently set by default as by arrival date. So the person on the furthest right is the went in there first, and then I was the most recent visitor. But as you can see there in the top right-hand side of Pete's screen, he's able to filter. So it's currently set on arrival date, but you can set it by lead score. and first name, last name. But if you set it by lead score, that will bring up your highest scoring visitor to the top left to actively engage with as soon as possible.
Okay. And then it says send invite to either start a chat or start video. So it's as simple as that, and for you to initiate that video chat.
Indeed. And as I mentioned earlier, you can have more than one chat session running at a time, but you can only have one video session for obvious reasons.
Okay. Is there anything else? So do you want to click through and just show us again how you initiated that? I don't know if you can do that, initiate the call with yourself, because maybe that's what
you can do it with me, Pete. I'm still in that space.
Okay, so I will. So Sam here, I can see he's actually in Lotus London showroom. So I could initiate a video from here. And Sam has accepted from London Piccadilly showroom. And at that point, as the sales agent now myself, it's taking me into the exact same experience and position in the London showroom.
So at this point, you're now able to have a live video conversation, and I'm going to take it off screen share. Was there anything else to show us here?
We were just going to show you how easy it is to navigate between different digital twins.
Okay.
So we're in one location here. Lotus London was the other one. So you can see the sort of slight time delay while it fires up the Matterport digital twin for Lotus Piccadilly. A slightly posher look and feel here.
Okay. Did you want to show us a text chat?
We certainly can do that. So it's the same feature here. So start chat. Is requested. Okay. And Sam, you just cut me off for some reason. Is it something I said?
Unfortunately not. It just booted me out of 3D, right?
Okay.
And there we go. Should be back in now.
Okay.
You want to see if Lotus accepts Zelle for payment?
Indeed.
Walk out of the showroom with the keys?
Indeed.
Okay.
It shows you how it works. It's pretty good. And Sam mentioned you've got the idea of the other form you can complete if you want some more specific information that you haven't been attended.
Okay, so that works. We got to see how the salesperson can initiate a live video engagement or a live text chat. We saw how the prospect could also initiate a live video conversation or a live text chat. Okay, so I'm a company. I get it. That totally makes sense. Sam, how do I set that up?
So that's just simply done through the radar screen itself. So when you first load in the experiences, you just have to simply navigate across the radar, press the simple add button, and it will give you a list of your tours. You just select which ones you want the radar for, and then that's as simple as that.
So it's a do-it-yourself solution, and I presume on that black box on the right, which was kind of a three-sided cube that rotated, that you can fill in the text that you want and where you want it to show up within the Matterport tour.
Correct, yes.
So easy peasy. For an enterprise client, is this the kind of thing that you'll build it out for them if they would prefer that to be done?
Yeah, we can work either way.
Okay, awesome. You know, Pete, when I look at this experience and I see that you switched showrooms in different cities, it kind of makes the brain shake a little bit in terms of the possibilities, because before Matterport and Zuant, you might say, well, we need to have a physical person in every one of these showrooms, and we need to train all these people, and they are literally in a physical showroom. And when there's no prospect, that's pretty high priced talent that's sitting there not doing anything. So you almost say, well, oh my gosh, you could take all the expert people and co-locate them, or they could be anywhere in the world, and being productive instantly by having this dashboard. I mean, I can imagine in the case of Lotus, they could literally say, okay, we're going to let all the salespeople be able to work all different showrooms. And if the people are in showroom A, great. That's where all the virtual salespeople are going to show up. And if they're in a different city, they can show up in a different city. I mean, it just seems like It's mind-boggling to kind of shift the paradigm of you don't have to have the salesperson physically in the store. And it might actually not be the best use case of their time to disperse all these people in all these showrooms that where you may not have necessarily a lot of traffic all day long. It may be like you totally want to have a way to get a higher yield of their time, and particularly salespeople, like, okay, I want to make money. So yes, give me a way to make money virtually. I totally get it. I mean, is that some of like the thinking that you've end up like, this is just mind boggling?
It is. I mean, you know, you could create a car showroom that's not open to the public at all. So it's just some futuristic creation in a massive warehouse with wonderful lights and all the latest car models are shifted in and out. You do a quick Matterport scan and load it up. So it can be constantly evolving and keeping up to date with the products, and have the very best lighting and presentations that you could never really achieve locally. Yeah. Within a normal showroom. So
and 24/7. So it's really interesting because when we started the conversation at the beginning of the show, we were talking about conferences and exhibits, and that was in an exhibit where a vendor might, your client might spend $1 million or more on a booth that might last for 3 days. Now, if you get that booth scanned and you add Zuant 3D to it, you have now a shelf life going from 3 or 4 days at a trade show to being 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yes, and maybe build the booth and keep it forever and just build it in a warehouse and just ship copies of it, but always have it there, kept up to date with the new videos, the new products, and it becomes a permanent exhibit in the metaverse.
Okay.
I think that's where we're headed.
Awesome. It sounds like run, don't walk to Zuant.com or the Zuant microsite, Zuant3D.com for the Zuant3D microsite. And if you go to that website, you can book a demo. You can set up a free account. You can add Zuant3D free for your first 5 Matterport tours. Pete, Sam, before we say bye, anything else that we haven't covered that you wanted to talk about?
I think the only thing to mention is, I know we briefly touched upon it, is just 5 minutes after a visitor has entered and exited a space, a lead email gets sent to whoever you decide on the back end. So like a salesperson, for example, and they can follow up from there if they missed the call.
Awesome. In fact, we did do a deeper dive show, sales lead generation and real-time insights for Matterport plus Zuant 3D. You can see that WGAN-TV podcast by going to the short link wgan.info/Zuant3D on WGAN. Pete, I thought I'd just kind of give you the if you just had 30 seconds to describe What's your elevator pitch for Matterport Plus Zuant 3D Live Receptionist for live video and text chat?
Goodness, it's turn your digital twins into something dynamic so that you can engage people actually in a better way than in person. That's it.
Awesome. Pete, Sam, thanks for being on the show today.
It's been our pleasure. Thank you, Dan.
We've been visiting with our subject matter experts, Zuant Chief Executive Officer Peter Gillette and Zuant Marketing Specialist Sam Wolford. For Pete and Sam, I'm Dan Smigrod, founder of the We Get Around Network Forum, and you've been watching WGAN-TV Live at 5.
This episode of WGAN-TV was sponsored by Virtual Staging AI. Virtually stage a bedroom, living room, dining room, or kitchen in just 10 seconds for 95 cents using a Virtual Staging AI annual standard plan. VSI standard plan includes 20 photos per month. Unlimited revisions. Decluttering included. For details, go to wgan.info/VSI.